Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the City's podcast. In 1954, large-scale vaccinations began in the fight against polio, but even by 1985, it hadn't been wiped out in North and South America. That's when an effort by many health organizations and the Rotary Club was launched with a goal to eliminate polio from the Americas in 5 years. It actually took 9 years, but it was done. And this month, the Rock Island Rotary Club is marking the anniversary of its mission to end polio. And we talked with Bob Swanson, who's leading the Rock Island Rotary Club's celebration. Well, Bob, I think a lot of people think when it comes to polio that it was conquered in the 1950s. It was all done. But by mid-80s, you guys really got involved.
Yeah, the vaccine was introduced in 1955. But it wasn't until 89 that the United States was declared polio free. So it took like 24 years to get to that point. Rotary got involved back in 1978, where the first project they did was let's try to finance a vaccine for the Philippines. And it was so successful that in the following year, they decided to approach the World Health Organization and say, why don't we team up and take this on as a worldwide job to eliminate polio? It's one of the few diseases like smallpox that can be eliminated, but it's all done through vaccines.
But it is interesting that at this point it is mostly eliminated. I mean, as you pointed out, I mean, there's three countries. What is it, Afghanistan, Pakistan, I want to say Nigeria.
Well, that's true. As of a couple years ago, Nigeria has since been declared polio free. So we're down to just Afghanistan and Pakistan, the only countries where it still exists in what they call the wild polio virus strain.
I think it's interesting that you are celebrating 50 years of Rotary involvement in trying to eliminate polio through vaccines at a period of time when vaccines are so controversial.
It is interesting, and it does make it a little bit tough. The two countries, as I mentioned, that were still battling polio have their own issues with some of the military issues that have gone on, political issues, and the fact that, you know, they don't have the superhighways and transportation like we have here in the United States. So reaching all the children, which is who needs to be vaccinated, is tough. A lot of it's done on bicycles or motorcycles or mules to get into the villages and deal with the reluctance to accept Western medicine and get it taken care of.
Well, and plus you also had the Afghan War, which had, you know, a monumental effect. But it should have had a better influence, you would think, with the military occupation of Afghanistan in order to get some of these medicines and the polio vaccine inside that country.
You're exactly right. When the war broke out, there was an immediate upturn in the amount of polio cases in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Went up to over 150, 160 cases in a year. We had a presence there then over the last 2 years, and we're really pleased to say So far in 2001, there has been one case reported in Afghanistan and one case reported in Pakistan, and that's it for the whole world. Two cases. But the disease spreads so rapidly that unless you totally eliminate it, and in order to be declared polio free, you have to have no cases for three consecutive years. To totally eliminate it is still a battle. You got to reach every child. And there are some pretty good estimates from the scientists that say, if we were to stop right now and just be happy with ourselves that, hey, we're down to two cases, we can relax. They said within 10 years, we'd be back to 200,000 cases worldwide.
So the job is not finished, but nonetheless, Rock Island Rotary does want to celebrate the accomplishments over the last 50 years. How do you plan to do that?
Well, we're having what we're going to call a joint Quad City Rotary World Polio Day Gala. It's on October 20th, coming up very shortly, at the Botanical Center. It'll be the first time that all 11 Quad City area Rotary clubs have met together and taken on a joint activity. The evening will have start with a cocktail party at 6 at the Botanical Center, then a buffet dinner at 7. We have some speakers lined up who are polio survivors that are living in the Quad City area that tell their stories. And then we're having some presentations of proclamations that most of the mayors in the communities throughout the Quad Cities are declaring World Polio Day in their city. And those proclamations will all be presented to us that night. And then we'll have a showing of a special World Polio Day video that we think will be inspiring to people and help tell the story of what has been accomplished, which is what we're celebrating, and what yet needs to be done, which is what we're going to be working toward.
Bob Swanson of the Rock Island Rotary Club.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.